Chairperson. The Philippines thanks the Assistant High Commissioner for the presentation. We support the adoption of the documents under this agenda item. We agree that there should be continuity of national policies and programs for persons of concern, even at the time of public health emergencies. We are encouraged that the note on international protection cited the Philippines for its inclusion of displaced and stateless persons in the pandemic response, including in the provision of basic services. The Philippines wishes to bring more attention to the intersection between climate change and international protection. There should be stronger acknowledgement that climate change is one of the root causes of displacement, and we need more projects on this accordingly. We believe that the UNHCR is one of the avenues where we should highlight the climate crisis and where we should advocate for climate justice, resilience, and building back better. We encourage the UNHCR to continue its programs that addresses climate-related displacement. We encourage leveraging existing partnerships with the Platform for Disaster Displacement. The Philippines urges the international community to preserve existing solutions, including complementary pathways. The UNHCR may consider piloting more technical and capacity-building programs that will enhance states' capability to address internal challenges, which can be a more sustainable solution than stopgap measures. We note the success of pilot projects that have since been scaled up. We agree with the UNHCR that there can be no incompatibility between state commitments related to persons of concerns and national responses to health emergencies. Finally, we wish to commend the UNHCR Philippines, with whom our government has numerous programs and strong ties with. We also wish to mention New Zealand, with whom we have a joint project under the umbrella of the Asylum Capacity Support Group. I thank you, Mr. Vice Chairperson.